It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Fab Labs were created by MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, in 2007. The core belief behind these things, called Fab Labs, that technology will soon create a replicator which can make anything you need. So imagine instead of shipping goods all around the world, you simply ship information to a center in your area and have it built on site. Well, Fab Labs are a step in this direction. Joining me to talk about a step here in Iowa, Kirk Chaney, Director of Operations at the Steam Room Fab Lab. Now, that's a nonprofit STEM workshop for the public opening in Iowa City in May. Kirk Chaney, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So I'd like to describe a little bit more about what a Fab Lab is and what this soon-to-open Steam Room Fab Lab will be like. It's a community center I see on the website, which makes tools and technology accessible to everyone in the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Okay, well, Fab Lab is actually short for Fabrication Laboratory. And as you said, they were started by MIT in around 2007, and they've become a global phenomena. There's over 200 globally, and they're all connected together in a Fab Lab community. And there are video connections and global projects that go on. And any place that is a Fab Lab is connected with MIT. MIT owns that name. So there are places like Fab Labs that aren't actually Fab Labs, and those are called maker spaces. But I wanted to go with the Fab Lab model because MIT teaches classes you can only learn through a Fab Lab. There are educational opportunities, and it's just an amazing organization.
So Steam Room Fab Lab opens in May in Iowa City. I walk in. What do I see? What can I do? Why would I go there?
You come in and you would first see probably some classrooms, a computer lab, and then there will be a few rooms that are full of tools of pretty much anything you can imagine, any tool that you need to build anything that you want.
Name some tools.
All Fab Labs have kind of a list of tools like a laser cutter, a CNC machine, which is computer numeric controlled. They're like computerized routers. They can do amazing things. 3D printing, label making. There's, you know, usually a small sewing center. Pretty much anything that allows you to fabricate something quickly and easily using any available technologies. Mm-hmm. We'll also have different things like we'll have a wood shop, a metal shop, welding, jewelry shop is going to come in, quilting machine.
Are there typical items you expect will be fashioned there, or is it really across the board almost anything you want?
It can be almost anything you want. There's a lot of applications right now with the 3D printing and the laser cutting, which make things that you couldn't even imagine doing a decade ago completely possible now.
Like
we're doing a kite event with the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library, and we have created this little kite kit that kids can put together their own kite in minutes using these little plastic pieces that I created on a free program called Google SketchUp, and then sent to a 3D printer and just printed them out in less than an hour, and bam, you can put together a kite.
So potentially you go there with your kids or whatever, with your Boy Scout, Girl Scout, mm-hmm. troop, or whatever you want to do. You say, we're all going to make kites, sit down at the computer, design your kite, and then the 3D printer comes up with the pieces for it, and
yep.
and out you come with a kite.
Yep, print it out, and if it doesn't work, you just redo it right then and print out a new one.
Well, it usually doesn't work for me because the wind is either too strong or not there at all. What are the things people can use and experiment with at the Fab Lab, I understand, Kirk, is it's something called the Oculus Rift. It's something like, I guess, Star Trek's holodeck, the Oculus Rift, which was purchased by Facebook this week for $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual reality head-mounted display.
Right.
What do you see in this? So I put it on my head, and then what happens?
You put it on your head, and you're completely immersed in a digital world. It completely covers your field of vision, and there are sensors in the helmet so that as you turn your head, the vision turns with it. And so it feels like you are really there. If you have headphones on, it's got sound going on as well. So you really feel like you are inside that world.
Mm. And to show you how astounding it is, we want to have you listen to producer Sarah Bowden yesterday wearing the Oculus Rift. And this is not made up. She's not acting here. She's got this on, and she's in a simulation of a roller coaster, I think, Kirk. So let's listen to Sarah Bowden as she goes through up and down a virtual roller coaster.
Oh, there's sound. I feel like gravity is pulling me towards the center because I'm going up a spiral right now. It looks like I'm in a warehouse right now, kind of like a evil villain's lair warehouse. I keep going up. I keep going up. Oh, okay. I'm going to go down it. Okay, so I'm going through a tunnel and I'm switching.
Sarah Bowden, our producer, they're wearing Oculus Rift, this virtual reality head-mounted display. Well, you can hear in her voice that it is spot on. Mm-hmm. This is a weird experience. Will this be our common experience? Will we be sitting around in our living rooms doing this in the future?
There's a lot of potential for it. I think Facebook bought it so that we could have a more interactive way of communicating through the internet. So you would have an avatar, someone else would, and you would be sitting in a room in Italy or on a boat in the ocean or wherever you would like to be and be in that same room with the person even though they're actually
Amazing.
In France.
Give us an idea. We only have 30 seconds or so mm-hmm. left, but your future vision, what do you think will become of this area, not only of the Oculus Rift but also of this Fab Labs? Mm. What do you think will be happening in 10, 20 years?
I think that this is the thing that will bring everyone the ability to create anything that they want. We've all had those million-dollar ideas, and now there's a place where you can go and build them and test them out and sell them. We don't own anything that you create.
Are there any other Fab Labs in Iowa?
No, there are no more Fab Labs.
Okay, not yet. Kirk Cheney, Director of Operations at the Steam Room Fab Lab, nonprofit STEM workshop for the public opening in Iowa City in May. What's the cost?
There's a variable cost as low as $50 per month for a membership.
Okay. How is this all funded? Some pretty fancy stuff in there.
We are getting grants and funding from people, donations of equipment or money. And we once we're open, all of the very low fees will kind of fund us and keep us floating.
How can people contact you, find out more?
The steamroomfablab.org, or we have a Facebook page, Twitter, and you can find us online.
We'll see you in the virtual future reality. Kirk Cheney, thanks for coming into our – actually, I'm touching the computer. Yes, it is really there.
Yes.
I can see your face. Director of Operations at the Steam Room Fab Lab, Kirk Cheney, thanks.
Thank you.